haven't seen anything like this since 2006. We had a very low pressure combined with a strong 120 kilometre an hour northwesterly wind. What this basically did was push a lot of the water up into the top of the harbour, and because of that we saw an influx of seawater through Hell's Gates. That then displaced a lot of the lower oxygen water from the benthic environment up into the surface. We're still assessing the impact, and when we were taking the fish out, we do it by volume. So, you know, we're looking at somewhere between 60 and probably about 85,000 fish.
And what's that as a proportion of the total fish that you have in the harbour at the moment in your leases?
Look, again, I think when people hear that number, they think it's a huge amount. I mean, in terms of tuna's production, it's about 3.7% of our annual production. So although it is a large number of fish, and obviously we prefer it didn't happen, so it's not going to impact us very severely.
The ABC found out about this through different sources, not Pechuna. Were you going to tell the public?
Look, we prepared a statement. We talked to the department, the EPA, and also Minister Rockliffe's department. The idea was that we would release it if and when it became necessary. At that point in time, they'd only been asked about the fact in relation to the regulations, etc. So we've had a statement prepared since the week after this event.
What would it take to make it necessary? Shouldn't you just be on the front foot and release it to the public?
Well, again, Alex, the thing is that, I mean, as I said, 3.7% for us over the course of the year, as we said in the statement, it's a fairly minor loss for us. And I realise that, you know, over the summer month, the residents had been saying that there were losses from other farms as well. We were actually one of the farms that lost far fewer fish over the summer. But, you know, it's got nothing to hide. We're quite happy to tell the public. We also talked to the Strawn Community Forum about it. It was out in the public arena. It's just that, to be honest, we hadn't been contacted by the press.
But even if you have no actual obligation to report it to the public, don't you think you've got a responsibility to tell people straight away, especially in the context of the Senate inquiry into the health of Macquarie Harbour and other waterways in Tasmania?
Well, in terms of saying it straight away, again, we couldn't actually get on the water for the first 4 days post the event because of the bad weather. Then what we did is when we started diving pens and saw that we did have a loss, we then did spot dives on the different pens. We ourselves didn't know the extent of that problem probably until about a week and a half ago, probably a week ago.
Does it make you question the level of expansion planned?
No, to be honest, and again, I've said that before on air, that I'm quite happy with where the level looks like it's going to go just now. As I said, I must stress that this was a weather event. It was a one-off that we've never seen before. I mean, the other thing that I would say, you know, I actually wish Peter Wilson had talked to me beforehand and we could have given him the facts. He's there saying that he thinks it's to do with overstocking and it's all about profit. Well, that couldn't be further from the truth. The average stocking density on that pen, on that lease, was 7.5 kilograms of fish per cubic metre. The Macquarie Harbour Area Management Agreement allows limits up to 15 kilograms per metre cubed. And if you look at best aquaculture practice, it allows stocking density up to 25 kilograms per metre
cubed. But best practice doesn't necessarily fit the unique environment in Macquarie Harbour.
I agree entirely, and that's why we're stocking at less than one quarter of that.
Talking about Green Senator Peter Wish-Milson, he says that this particular storm event and the fish losses is devastating for the fish, it's devastating for the company itself, and it really raises significant questions about the state of the environment in Macquarie Harbour and whether there should be salmon farming to the extent that it is in the harbour. What do you say to that?
I would say on this that myself and Peter Wish-Wilson are absolutely on the same track. I mean, again, if you go back to late last year, it was actually Pechuna that were calling for an independent review on the harbour. And then it was actually Pechuna and Hewan that asked for that to be peer-reviewed by an international panel. So I couldn't agree more.
How does this event reshape the discussion on how the environment and Macquarie Harbour's fish farming should be managed?
Scale of this event is being blown up out of all proportion by certain people for probably political reasons. I think, you know, these things happen, and it's, you know, incredibly unfortunate for Pechuna. It's quite a distressing event, but again, I think we need to look at the scale of it. So I think, you know, going forward, we still need to look at the harbour. I think there's got to be continual review on the harbour, regardless. And as these reports come through, then I think we need to reconsider the stock densities.
What will you be doing now to resolve this problem or stop it from happening again at that lease near Macquarie Heads in particular?
it's something that we've never experienced before on that lease. Obviously, we'll put mitigation strategies in place.
What will those be?
We're already developing leases further up the harbour that we've never actually used before. And if you actually look at the weather patterns, which we've done numerous times in the last few weeks, you can see that they usually occur around about this period in time. So going forward, it's more than likely that we'll ensure that all the harvest fish are out of that pen at this time of year, and we then rely on other lease areas within Macquarie Harbour.
With so much focus on the health of Macquarie Harbour, there's the upcoming Senate inquiry. Do you think that there needs to be more conversation between the companies, the Greens and the public when things like this arise, initiated by the industry rather than waiting for the media to contact you?
To be honest, Alex, you know, I think that the inquiry is going to be a good thing. I think it will show that we are conforming to a lot of these regulations. But what I would say is I would like to see people like Senator Wish Wilson coming and talking to us and seeing what we do, rather than sort of shooting from the hip with numbers and allegations.